The next patient is Gloria Patterson. The last name is P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. Gloria is the first name. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that has one functional kidney. The left kidney is non-functional, and is lack of functionality is related to recurrent infections, period. There is no history of nephrectomy. The patient has a CKD stage 4, and we follow her for that condition. There's the latest laboratory workup that was done in June the 20th of 2023, the serum creatinine is 2.2. The BUN is 40, and the estimated GFR is 22.5, which is similar to the prior determination. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 800 milligrams of proteinuria, and the patient is supposed to be taking Farxiga. When I asked her about the Farxiga, she hesitated in answering. We are going to make an emphasis that if she doesn't have that in the list of her medications, we are supposed to call that in because she needs that prescription. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 129 over 43. We are going to continue with the same approach. Following number, the patient has a diabetes mellitus that is type 2. She has been controlled. And the fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 130 most of the time. We are going to request the hemoglobin A1C prior to the next appointment. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, we are going to order a T3, T4, and TSH. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, uric acid elevation that is treated with allopurinol. Following number, osteoarthritis. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 34. It's about the same. At one time, the patient went a little bit lower, 196 pounds, period. Following number, the patient has a history of breast cancer, the status post right breast lumpectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy were done in 2015. Also, status post left breast cancer status with total mastectomy in 2021. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, and the ejection fraction is between 60 and 65. The patient is followed by Dr. Cook. Following number, the patient continues to have a stress incontinence and relapsing urinary tract infections that is followed by the primary. We spend 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the face-to-face 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.